How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road. Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It is day number two of Titans and Bucks practice out there at St. Thomas Sports Park. And Joe Rex Road on his way out to Titans practice today for day number two. Joseph, going back to our discussion from the last segment, we did have somebody text in and say Urban Meyer would have been a nice candidate if it was kickboxing out there. So just throwing that out there. Even though he's no longer an NFL head coach.
Okay, wait a minute. Make me understand the kickboxing reference. Is that because he like Lambo or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got you. Just want to make sure. make sure I understand it.
Just wanted to point that out. But as we know, the culture much better down there in Jacksonville now with Doug Peterson in the fold. So we talked about this earlier in
culture.
Yeah, very, very good culture. We talked about this earlier in the show. It's not been great lately from the backup quarterback spots with Malik Willis and Logan Woodside as well. Obviously, lots of reaction after the game itself last Thursday and a couple of rough practices from Logan Woodside and Malik Willis since then. What did you notice from those two yesterday, and how concerning is that spot to you right now?
Yeah, it's So Willis, again, I don't think it's all that different from, I mean, you would hope by now, you know, that Malik Willis would have better days than he had yesterday. Still, you know, just not getting rid of the football, not making quick decisions to get the ball out and kind of holding it, break the pocket or throw it away. You know, you want to see better than that now, but it's not all that surprising or anything like that. Like, I still think there's just so much to find out there, so much growth and work to do, and that's not surprising. Woodside, it just seems to me like the preseason game, I was surprised what I saw because he was doing pretty well, I thought, in practice going into that. I mean, it was a pretty obvious thing that he was well ahead of Malik Willis. And then, you know, he didn't have a great game, of course. He had a pretty bad game, made some just bad throws. And then you go from there to since then, like yesterday, I was a little bit surprised by Logan Woodside and how bad he was at times in that practice yesterday. And it seems like he's just sort of been off and worse since the preseason game. So yesterday, Malik Willis was going out there when they went twos. Willis went out there. He got more reps than Woodside. But, again, I view that more as a we know what Woodside is. He's a two. Willis, get him more work. I don't know, man. I mean, at some point, as much as the Titans love Woodside, like, he still has to perform in these moments where he's going against defenses or even in team periods of your own. And so it is a concern. It's just he hasn't played well. It's also the NFL where most backup quarterbacks are falling off a cliff from your starter to your backup. I would say that if there is an opportune situation to maybe try to upgrade, it's not like the Titans haven't tried that before. They just, whenever that happens, that's when Woodside rips off the shirt and he goes Incredible Hulk on somebody.
He has done that. Now, I do wonder, though, you know, obviously they felt good about Woodside heading into camp, and he's still got some time to, you know, turn things around, play better, and all that stuff. How realistic do you think it is that the Titans may look at adding another quarterback and bringing somebody in to replace Woodside over the next couple of weeks?
But if he, you know, if he doesn't pick it up, then I think the likelihood increases. I mean, look, they like him. They're loyal to him and all that stuff. But come on, it's the NFL, and they've cut and moved on from plenty of people that you might have thought they wouldn't have in a moment. You know, I mean, you have to do it. So I'm not ruling it out. I mean, look, they do put stock into, especially with, like there's known commodities, right? And then there's like Woodside's a known commodity in the building, but I do think they still put stock enough in practice performance for guys like that, that it's like, you know, if he's lost confidence and he can't just make these basic throws and all of a sudden he's not seeing stuff that he used to see clearly, then you gotta start at least thinking about it.
Well, and the thing for me, and look, I realize it's a backup quarterback, and you're probably not ever going to be like raving about the backup quarterback skill set out there. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't be a backup in the league. But, you know, like at some point, he knows the offense. Well, that's great. You got to be able to perform and step in and make some throws as well. So, you know, Kaharski said this yesterday when he was on with us, and I agree. Like at some point, the command of the offense being the go-to that they continue to throw out there would be a little bit tiresome for me if I'm a Titans fan. Like, he's going to have to play better. Like, I think this is an important couple of weeks for him. And I know we had Beauclair on this week and said, you know, maybe that there could be a game coming up where Willis gets the whole game. And I guess I could see that happening. But I can only see that happening if you absolutely feel good about Logan Woodside. And with the way that he's played the last week, I don't know how, if you're the Titans, that you're 100% confident in Logan Woodside right now.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like this next game should be half and half, and it should matter some. Understanding on the Willis side of things, like he's gonna be around, and you're gonna see what can take place, including through a season. Someone on the text line earlier today, you know, good point for sure. Some weeks, you know, Willis is gonna be a really nice asset for the defense as part of the, well, I call it the scout team. Vrabel calls them the show team, but yeah. You know, you get the idea. In certain matchups, he'll give you a heck of a look at the quarterback for that week. And, you know, so that's what he's going to be. He's going to have to do stuff like that this year. And then for him, it's like that, how he does all year, how he progresses, and then a huge off season for him to see if, you know, a year from now he's coming back and he's starting to look like a guy who could play quarterback in this league. But for Woodside, yeah, I mean, I think it's worth a half for him right now just to see if he can kind of get his groove back. I mean, the one thing about, you know, Woodside, typically the ball's out fast. He's checking down a lot, but the ball's out fast. He sees the coverage. He'll hit someone on a little drag route underneath or whatever. You know, he takes care of the ball and he's fine. If that's what he is and he does that in these moments, then he's the two, and that's fine. And You could still maybe do better than that. I'm not saying you rule out something like a Gabbard if he were to come available, but that's about what's expected. That's his ceiling, is to be a reliable backup that teams will employ and feel okay about.
At what point with Malik
right now,
Willis? At what point with Malik Willis are you worried about the indecisiveness in terms of getting rid of the ball? I mean, even yesterday there was, you know, the guys Chase and Big Joe were talking about it on the radio. There are some tweets about it as well. Some indecisiveness from Malik Willis in terms of letting go of the football and just making the throw. And Vrabel talked about that last week after the game, that being the reason he took him out. Like, I understand it's a process, and there's nothing really with Malik Willis this year that I think would make me panic based on expectations heading in there. But, like, at what point does that part of it become a concern? Because I feel like there needs to be some growth there where you're ready to let it rip, and it may not work out well for you. You may throw some picks doing it, but honestly, at this point, like, I'd rather see him do that and just let it rip.
Well, it's a great question, and it's, the answer is hard because it's, to me, it's one of two things. If it's one thing, it's more concerning than the other. I think a lot of it is that he doesn't want to throw picks. And I think that he just doesn't – like, I think he's just not comfortable throwing into these super tight windows, that you have to get comfortable doing it. And if that's the case, like, at some point, he's going to have to just go – you got to let it rip, man. I mean, you've got an arm that can get that ball. Like, Tannehill's out there, like, yesterday, this completion of NWI. I mean, it was a fraction of a centimeter from being a pick, but he saw it, he hit it, and – it turned into the defender overrunning the play, and you get a big play out of it. You know, Willis can fit the ball in like few people, really. But you got to trust it and go. If that's what it is, then, Like, at some point, yes, you want to see it change, but I think that's understandable. If it's that he's not figuring out what he's looking at picture-wise, coverage-wise, and stuff like that, that to me is a bigger concern. In both cases, it doesn't mean growth can't happen, right? But if it's the first one, you know, I think it's less of a concern and more to be expected, you know, because you got to, like, by the end of this camp, you got to be at least somewhat proficient in, like, you know, seeing coverages, seeing how they're trying to disguise coverages, knowing what you're in, and knowing at least what, like, your quick outlet's going to be. Because at times, like yesterday, for example, there was a play where he ends up running the ball, and he's patting the ball, takes all day, you know, runs it, and then, like, blow the whistle. But he had Chig Okonkwo all alone in the flat. And you got to know, okay, with this coverage, whatever it is, or you just got to see the field, right? And just boom. And if once the first read's taken away, then you got to be quickly to that check down. And then, I mean, Okonkwo gets you 7-8 yards on that play. But instead, he doesn't see him, doesn't look that way, and just takes off. Like seeing the field and knowing what you're looking at in the moment is obviously huge here. And if that's, like, not better by the end of camp, then I'd say that's somewhat of a concern.
We'll catch up with Joe Rexroad live from Titans training camp coming up at 9:30 here on the program. You'll hear our conversation with Jared Stillman coming up next as well. Nashville's best deal of the week is Old School Pizza in Brentwood. Old School Pizza was voted number 3 best new restaurant in Nashville and offers pizza and other great Italian specialties as well. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals now to get a $30 gift card for only $15 to Old School Pizza while supplies last. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, hour number 2, Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad. Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning, talking Titans and Bucks, taking your thoughts all show long, 615-737-1025. And we are pleased to be joined by Jared Stillman from Stillman & Company in the afternoons here on the program. Jared, first off, let me congratulate you on, I haven't looked this up, but I feel pretty confident in saying your longest win streak in Jared versus Joe. 3 in a row, baby. Don't congratulate him.
I'm not sure. Thank you, Robbie. That means so much to me. I'm not sure Joe has won 3 in a row at any point. So
no, you're...
I think that I'm so honored.
No, you're so... I think I won like 9 of the first 10.
But, I'm so excited.
You've kept... Again, this is Stockholm Syndrome with Caroline, which is why we need a panel. So I'm petitioning for a panel. So that's where we're going from now on.
Good luck in achieving that. I do want to take 1 second,
we're
going
to get it done, buddy.
I do want to wish my dad, Barry Stillman, a happy birthday today.
Birthday, Barry.
It's his birthday. Hi, Barry. I just want to wish him a happy birthday. So
shout out to
I
Barry.
Figured I would accomplish that, who is both a fan of both of you guys. So
I love Barry.
I'm disappointed in that regard, but there you go.
So, Jared, what stood out to you yesterday in day one on the field between the Titans and the Buccaneers?
Well, I mean, it's how we talked about this yesterday. I mean, how can we take the defense? I said this on Tuesday, when I found out Mike Evans wasn't going to practice, on top of knowing that Chris Godwin wasn't going to practice, Russell Gage wasn't going to practice, and then Tom Brady decided to take a vacation in the middle of practice, maybe because all those other guys are practicing. He's like, I'm not throwing the ball to Jalen Darden in the regular season anyways. So it was all a bunch of backups, and I said on Tuesday that the Titans defense had to dominate. They did for the most part dominate, though the 2-minute drill left something to be desired defensively, especially on the part of Caleb Farley. I'd say the defense looks great. Now, how much of that is they're supposed to look great against a bunch of backups, and how much of it is I feel comfortable about the Titans at every position on defense except for that one corner spot that I think McCreary is going to win from Farley. And I don't know if it's just that Farley is, you know, needs more time to get reacclimated to football, if Farley has to relearn how to run on that knee, and if that's kind of slowing him up a little bit, or if Farley just may not be that good, and there's no way for me to make that determination. But everything except for one PBU we had a Julio yesterday kind of felt like day late, dollar short on Farley, so that was a little frustrating or disappointing. But other than that, the defense was dominant, and I was on the defensive side of the field, so I didn't really see the offense yesterday, but I was really, really impressed with the defense. Then again, it was Blaine Gabbert.
So you've watched Farley this whole camp. You've been out there, although I've noticed you've showed a little less toughness lately, not showing up on the weekends. Probably a little white claw, a little boating with a white claw. That's fine.
No, it's
yeah. You've missed a few. It's fine. That's not a big deal.
I was there Saturday. I've been on Sirius XM, Joe. I gotta do that.
A lot of hours of radio this week.
Yeah, I feel like that. There's been some Sundays you've missed. But that's fine. Whatever you want to do, man. You got stuff going on. Leisurely lifestyle.
Where were you on Saturday, Joe?
I was at Vanderbilt. I had to make a choice. I have to go see Vanderbilt some, and I went to Vanderbilt.
Why do you have to go see Vanderbilt?
Well, because I write about a lot of different teams, Jared. Hi. Let me introduce myself.
Are you serious?
Okay. So listen, you've seen a lot of Farley, and you are, because of yesterday, you're out on Farley. He's not very good. You don't think he's had a good camp?
Did I say that?
I mean, it sounds like you got McCreary taking his job.
But I didn't say what you just said that you are assuming that I said.
Okay, just go ahead and expound a little bit. How about that?
I think Farley right now, I think McCreary has outplayed Farley in camp. Would you agree with that?
Well, no, because McCreary, first of all, McCreary has not had the same. Farley's been the ones outside corner the entire camp. There's a big difference in what they've seen and what they've done. McCreary's also missed some time. I think McCreary, at times, you could make the case, like is it insane to think McCreary could compete with him? No. But no, I don't think that he's been better than him. I mean, he's been mostly in the slot when Molden was out, when he was with the ones, and he's been with the twos a fair amount. Farley's been ones outside corner the whole time, and I think overall has been good. He's going to have his ups and downs. And yeah, Julio left him in the dust yesterday, and he it was a bad play in the 2 minute. But Vrabel said, he didn't like his day. But he also loved his day the other day. He had like 3 or 4 PBUs. I mean, he's going to have ups and downs. I think it's all been quite encouraging. And I think Caleb Farley is a starting cornerback for this team.
So yesterday, and again, I was on defensive field. You were not. McCreary was starting ahead of Farley at that outside position with Molden in the slot. And I do think there's a real battle there. I think McCreary, from what I've seen, has had a better camp. I didn't think Farley was impressive on Thursday night against the Ravens, against players that he should be impressive against if he's going to go up against Stephon Diggs and Devontae Adams in Week 2 and 3. And I just believe that I, and again, some of this may be the fact that Farley hasn't played football in a while and he's got to get reacclimated to it. But he had one yesterday where some guy named Smith, I've never heard of, for Tampa Bay, ran right by him. And if Blaine Gabbert throws a decent ball, that's a touchdown. And then he had to play in the 2 minute that Julio made on him. And so with Farley, I see the talent. And I'm not saying Farley's a bad player. And because it's corner, they're all going to play at some point. But I right now think that McCreary is ahead of – I think McCreary's ahead of Farley. And I think that the Titans see McCreary as ahead of Farley right now, even though Farley was a first-round pick. And that doesn't mean that Farley's having a bad camp or that Farley's a bad player. The question I asked Vrabel yesterday was, what did you think of Caleb's day? It wasn't slanted one way or another. It wasn't.
Never said it was.
And but the point, the reason that I asked it that way was because I wanted to know what Mike thought if he saw the same thing on the defensive field yesterday that I saw. And Mike pretty much said that he was not happy with Farley's day and then talked about the good day that he had on a Monday. So I'm not saying Farley's a bad player, that Farley's not going to contribute to this team, because I think he is going to contribute. But Thursday night, I thought he could have played better. Vrabel said the same thing yesterday. And honestly, I'm like picking out the one thing about the defense that I didn't like when they absolutely dominated Blaine Gabbert and the Bucs second string, which is what they should do, Indianapolis. But I guess Farley just looks a little bit behind McCreary right now. And a lot of that's because I think McCreary's playing really well.
What did I write in the grid today? After Jared.
To Jared's inevitable Farley overreacting.
Thank you. So, Jared, you're right. I wasn't on the defensive field much, but in 2 minute, Farley was with the ones. So what happened there? I'm trying to even remember where McCreary, were they both out there?
I'm sure they probably were. Tampa Bay, in a 2 minute drill where they're not running the football, probably has like 4 receivers.
Yeah, I guess they're both out there.
Joe, call the Titans and have them give you the practice tape, and you can watch the practice tape, and then you can tell me who was on the field.
Yeah, no, let's take everything literally and call the NFL.
Jared, are you have you reached the point with Logan Woodside that you're ready to go look for another backup quarterback if you're Mike Vrabel on the Titans?
Boy, I'm really torn on this, and I get emotional on both sides of it. Logan has been stinking it up, and I was noticing, and again, not that I go out to the practice field to worry about how Logan Woodside is going to perform, but I'm out there on the practice field just kind of, you know, charting the every play, and there were so many throws even before the Ravens game where I was like, 5-1, horrible, or terrible, or things like that. And then he was not impressive in the Ravens game, though I'm not completely sure how much of that is his fault. I'm not saying it's not his fault. I'm saying I'm not completely sure how much of that was his fault. Reportedly, Caroline was watching the offense yesterday, and she just said that he freaking stunk. And I'm going to take her word for it, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, I do think they probably need to upgrade a backup quarterback. The problem is that whomever they bring in, whether it's, say, Bryce Perkins beats out John Wolford for the backup job with the Rams, so they bring in John Wolford. Or, say, Kellen Mond beats out Sean Mannion for the backup job in Minnesota, so the Titans bring in him. If Sean Mannion has to play quarterback for the Titans, they're going to lose. And that's just the story of the NFL. The Ravens were 8-4 last year with Lamar Jackson as their quarterback. They were in first place. Lamar got hurt. Tyler Huntley, who's probably not a horrible backup quarterback, Tyler Huntley didn't win a game last year. So that's, like, to me, that's the NFL. Is, sure, we can sit here and talk about backup quarterback and who should play and, you know, should they go get another guy. And they've tried the last couple of years with Simeon and Matt Barkley to unseat Woodside, and they haven't. But if any of those guys have to play, if Matt Barkley has to play, they lose. If any of them have to play, just like Robbie, if Jordan Love has to play, what happens?
They're in serious trouble.
There you go. So I just think that that's how it is around the league with teams with established quarterbacks. So, while, yeah, I think there's a lot of people better than Logan to do that job, I'm not sure it makes any difference who it is.
So you guys are like switching today? You're doing offense? I want to know which field to not be on. You're going offense and Caroline's going defense?
So Caroline's going to be doing the midday show coming on after you
guys. Oh, right. Okay.
And so TD, who's going to be doing the TD Power Hour from 3 to 4, TD will be on defense. I'll be on offense today.
There we go.
Right now, Jared, what's the running back room? You're making this roster.
Right now, I have, let's see, hold on, let me pull up my little sheet right here where I wrote this out. Right now, I think the Titans running back room is Henry, Hilliard, and Haskins. I think those guys are locks, and I think Trenton Cannon and Torrey Carter make the roster.
There you go. Wow, Cannon make the roster. So Cannon's your returner.
Yes. I'm not putting McMath back there to return.
There we go.
I disagree.
Sure. Why do you disagree, Joe?
We don't have time. We'll take it to the next segment, Jared. Nah, I do disagree, but it's close.
There we go. Jared Stillman, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Jared, thank you for joining us this morning, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Happy birthday, Barry.
See you guys.
Shout out, Barry.
All righty. That was Jared Stillman from earlier in the program. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Catching up with Joe Rexroad, live from Titans training camp, coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on 1025-1063 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been telling y'all about a great cause that we've been behind for the last few weeks here at 1025-1063 The Game, and that is our friends at Souls for Music City. It's what they're all about, raising money to make the life of children a little bit easier in this area who may be experiencing homelessness and worried about shoes. If you're interested in donating, $20 is what we're asking for. Text the word donate to 615-737-1025. Once again, text the word donate to 615-737-1025 and make a $20 donation, more if you'd like, but 20 is what we're asking for. Let's make a difference in the life of a child, one pair of shoes at a time. Thanks so much for your help. We now go live to Titans training camp. Our Titans training camp coverage presented by Parman Energy, your one-stop petroleum solution. Joe Rexroad hanging out live at Titans training camp for day two of Titans and Buccaneers. Joe Rexroad, what's going on? How are you?
Doing just great. Got some really compelling stretching going on here. As the guys got 3 minutes and 1 second left till they get going.
Boy. Out here. So about to get going out there. It does seem like, according to reports, that there is some good news on the Treylon Burks front and that he's out there and available.
Yeah, right in front of me out here stretching. So that is very good news for the Titans. And by the way, one thing I did not realize about today, but this is going to be a shorts and shoulder pads and helmets practice. A little surprised by that. But I suppose, you know, in the NFL anymore, two straight days of full pads is kind of a no-no, even if you're trying to get really good work in a situation like this. So this would be a little bit less of a physical run game type day, but still, you know, a lot of good work to be had.
Do you think that Todd Bowles approached Vrabel yesterday and said, we don't want to deal with that Jeffrey Simmons guy anymore. We're taking the pads off.
Mike, can we do like tank tops and you know, beanies and play frisbee golf?
I have nightmares about Jeffrey Simmons all night long, Mike. I can't do this.
I can neither confirm nor deny that happened.
Okay, we'll see what happens on that front. So you're going to be following the defense around a little bit more today. What do you read into, and we just heard Jared's thoughts on it as well, the McCreary versus Farley battle right now. Do you think it's a legit battle? Do you think that there's, like, Molden being back, just all of a sudden he's locked in at the inside spot on this defense? It's kind of intriguing the different options they do have with Roger McCreary.
Yeah, well, credit to Jared and to Teresa Walker, both of whom were watching D yesterday and, you know, talking about the fact that McCreary is getting some ones reps in place of Farley on the outside. And, I wondered if when Molden came back, if they would want McCreary to start working exclusively outside. So, looks like they want that to be a competition. Now, it makes sense for, like, it's a good thing to have, you know, two young players who are competing. Is it really a competition? Could McCreary actually be the starting opening? I don't know, but I'm very interested to see and compare those two guys today. And I do think that Molden, you know, I thought McCreary was good in the slot, and I think he can play there. I mean, you know, you look at his size, and sometimes you think, like, gosh, maybe he's better suited there. But I just think Molden could be one of those breakout players for the Titans this year. And I think his physicality in there is something they really value. And I think that's probably one obvious difference between him and McCreary. So I do think that Molden, like, if he's healthy, he's the guy there. But if McCreary's going to get on the field, it's probably on the outside at this point. That's definitely something to watch, those corners today and how they do it and how they're, you know, the opportunities those two get. Are they splitting them? Is it more McCreary? And, of course, that, and on the other field, it's the always looking at right tackle, who's playing where. Another, I have not seen yet, I don't know if you've seen some of the beat writers on Twitter, because now the O-line's way far away from me. I have not seen if Nate Davis is out here.
Well, according to TD, just put this out there, and, you know, keeping in mind some of this is maybe injury-related. Some of it may be veteran rest day related, but no Chris Jackson, no Theo Jackson, Denico Autry, Nate Davis, or Jamarco Jones during the team stretch, according to TD. So doesn't look like Nate Davis is out there today.
And I would say all of those are injury because it's, you know, you'll have the random veteran who misses a day or whatever, but Nate Davis left early yesterday, so that tells you, you know, something happened. So that's unfortunate. You know, good news on Burks to be back out here, but that's definitely not good news if, you know, if Nate Davis is going to miss any time. I mean, again, right now Jordan Roos is the right guard with the ones.
Looks like no Trenton Cannon out there today as well, according to Terry McCormick. So, speaking of that, I mean, do you think that they're giving Cannon a legitimate look at kick return from the standpoint of, you know, occupying a roster spot for that? Is that something you think the Titans should consider? Or if Racy McMath can do it and there's some proficiency there, could you use that roster spot for something else? Like, I'm really interested to see how the Titans handle kick return.
Yeah, see, I disagree with Jared on this. Newsflash. Breaking. Extra, extra.
Stop the press.
You know, Racy McMath obviously has come on and I think is going to have a role with the receivers, and it's been a great camp for him, and it's a story. And I know that sometimes you get guys like that and you start protecting people who are going to be especially valuable to you, especially on offense or defense. But I think Racy McMath is still going to play special teams this year, especially if NWI is going to come off. So if that's the case, I don't see why using him as a kick returner is some big issue. Look, I don't know the percentage. I should have this stat memorized, but a whole bunch of those are touchbacks anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought he was really good returning against the Ravens in the preseason game. So I think Trenton Cannon would have to blow them away and be like, okay, this is a serious weapon that you've got to have him. For him to make this team, and that's it, as a returner is why. And again, as an all-around really positive contributor to special teams, and maybe he is that. But I don't think he's going to make the team just because they want to protect Racy McMath. And if they're close, then it just makes sense to me to go with McMath at returner and then use that roster spot somewhere else. You got that, you know, extra roster spot you're taking from somewhere with the three quarterbacks.
Joe, we went through this earlier. We talked about the backup quarterback spot with Woodside and Willis. What are some other areas of this team that, whether it be yesterday against Tampa or throughout camp so far, that maybe have you a little nervous about the depth if you're a Titans fan at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you've got up the middle on D and up front on O, and then the obvious one is, yeah, you know, the quarterback situation, obviously. I mean, that's number one. There's the biggest drop-off, but safety. Now, Monty Hooker coming back is big. Theo Jackson now, he's missed a few days in a row. He clearly has something that's not just a little nick or bruise. And I think he's a guy who is trending toward being in the top four. But, you know, if he's going to miss any time, they've just made some deals. They got some new safeties in here. That's a big concern. You know, if you lose Hooker or by, not just because you're not sure of the depth, also because you're talking about excellent starters. So, you know, the size of the drop-off also is related to how good your starters are. And that's where it's interesting when you talk about, you know, O-line, because I think there's also a big drop-off at middle linebacker. And those positions, you know, still matter, Long and Cunningham. But in the offensive line, there may not be as big a drop-off, you know.
Sure.
But also you still have to be worried about the depth. I mean, you have to be worried about the interior and tackle depth because you don't even know if this team has five good starters right now. We don't know what Aaron Brewer is going to be as a starting left guard. We know he's going to be the starting left guard, and we certainly don't know who is going to start at right tackle or how good they'll be.
Well, we talk about, you know, the tackle all the time. You know, Jamarco Jones right now not practicing, you know, out due to injury as well. But, I mean, even if he's in there and healthy – like Aaron Brewer, if he goes down and Nate Davis is down right now, like I don't know that I feel great about the guards backing up the starters either, even though I think both of the starting guard positions are set at this point with Brewer and Davis.
Right. I mean, look, Jordan Roos, you know, is your – now, again, now Jamarco Jones is out, and there's another guy who, by the way, it's been a few days now. So, you know, whenever it's basically more than one, you pretty much know you're talking about an injury. I mean, right now, he seems to be like you could do worse for guard depth than a guy who has started in this league, has bounced around, has played. But I just, you know, if you can't push Aaron Brewer, you know, for a starting spot, which there's no indication he has done so, then what does that say about you as a player? I mean, I just wonder if Jamarco Jones as an offseason pickup, which at the time was like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Is going to be kind of like Kendall Lamb a year later.
We'll continue the conversation with Joe Rexroad live from Titans training camp coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Our coverage of Titans training camp presented by Parman Energy, your one-stop petroleum solution. Joe Rexroad out live at Titans training camp. Treylon Burks is on the field today. Nate Davis not on the field today, so something to keep your eye on there. We bring Joe Rexroad back into the program here live from St. Thomas Sports Park. And Joe, good find by TD out there with some videos coming out from drills. Treylon Burks with a sleeve on his left leg. So, obviously, that was not there yesterday, and it is today. So,
Looks like a little bit of a lower body issue for Treylon Burks.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, the sleeve, a little bit of compression, but obviously he's out here. I mean, I think I see him out there right now. They're doing goal line one-on-ones, Titans receivers. Oh, my gosh. Kyle Phillips just absolutely – I don't know who that DB is, but, like, he should just take the rest of the day off. My goodness. Kyle Phillips just embarrassed someone. Who is that? It's 20 – 26? I can't tell. This is very good radio. Let me just tell you something. Kyle Phillips just did an in-cut fake and then back to an out, and he was open by about 9 yards. So that's what Kyle Phillips can do for you in short spaces. But, yeah, Treylon Burks is out there. So, obviously, it's nothing major, which is a big deal for the Titans. I am looking to see if he's in this drill, however, and I don't know that he is. So if he's not actually taking part in these drills, you know, then that tells you – I mean, still, if he's out here stretching, he's out doing the things. See, okay, so you know what really bothers me? Let me just talk this whole segment to myself.
That's fine.
Is when I hate the jersey pulled up because I think that's Burks who just made that catch. But it's like the jersey pulled up under the shoulder pads. So most of you can see is like the undershirt. Okay, is that a sleeve? Yes. Okay. Treylon Burks just actually had a touchdown, and he's out there. He actually walking a little gingerly, though. But, hey, he wants to come out here and play. They're clearing him to play. That's good news for the Titans.
That is good news for the Titans. So you bring up Kyle Phillips there. I mean, he continues to kind of to turn heads and draw people's attention out there. It kind of feels like to me – you know, in a, if you can get him in a situation where he's one-on-one in the slot, he may win his fair share of routes this year out there.
No doubt. Look, and this is where you've got to be, you know, like you've got to be good on the outside and you know, you've got to be balanced and have people who can win in different spots. But if that's the case, you know, he's going to get good matchups. And especially in those, like, gotta-have-them, you know, third and five, third and six type moments. He could potentially, you know, really be a factor for this team. They look, Adam Humphries was hurt a lot, so people may not remember because he missed so much time, but he mattered at times, too, for the Titans. He really helped the offense move the chains. So I think Kyle Phillips is that guy that he just ripped another guy up just as I'm speaking. Just, again, hard little in fake, takes it to the outside, Tannehill throwing. I mean, just easy touchdown.
So here's some interesting news to pass along. This is coming from Diana Russini from ESPN. It says, quote, joint practice here in Nashville between the Bucs and Titans. Lots of excitement about wide receiver Chris Godwin on the practice field for the Bucs side. I was told if this morning goes well, we'll see Godwin involved in more than just 7-on-7 drills. So,
fun.
Kind of an interesting note there from Diana Russini. That would be, obviously, I think if you're the Titans, pretty welcome to get a look against Chris Godwin as well. And, I mean, she's saying involved in more than 7-on-7 drills, so I guess that would mean team?
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. I will be, as soon as we wrap up, I'll be heading over there because that would be, obviously, just a much better look for these corners. And, you know, those guys get their chances against him too. So, and great news for the Bucs, by the way. That's fast compared to what you heard even just like a few weeks ago. So, I'm sure Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask will be very excited.
By the way, A to Z Sports just put out this video of Kyle Phillips doing the drills. And 26, who you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Logan Ryan.
Oh, my gosh, that was Logan. Oh, and I knew that 26 was Logan Ryan, too. I couldn't tell if it was 26 or 29. Oh, well, you know what? He's a safety now. Let's remember that, okay? He's that a safety now.
Particular rep did not go well for Logan Ryan on that play. So, interesting to monitor there. So, as you watch the defense today, Joe, it was a dominant day for them yesterday against Tampa. Obviously, the pads were on yesterday, so it's a little bit of a different situation today. So, I guess what specifically are you going to be looking for today, particularly – if Chris Godwin is out there and is available for the team part of the drills as well?
Yeah, well, it's certainly it makes the defense maybe the defense won't dominate as much, but it's a passing game day, obviously, like that, right? So right now, team is starting over here. And by the way, as they start, I see number one's right tackle with the Titans, number 78, Nicholas Petit-Frere. So that's an interesting little nugget there for you. Jordan Roos is at starting right guard with Nate Davis out. Also interesting, if you want to read into things, and you can easily overread into things, but if you want to read into things, Julius Chestnut is the running back one right now, getting a handoff. Boy, this is awfully physical for shorts. And you've got your receivers are, as you would expect, Woods and Westbrook Akina. You had fullback on in that play, and you had Swaim out there. So I'm a little kind of interested. Okay, Hooper comes on next play. So, again, don't read too much in that stuff, but certainly NPF getting the first series here with team at right tackle is interesting. So that's something to watch, too.
I would assume Derrick Henry's hanging out in the sand pit. Not much being around other people today.
Yeah,
keeping away from people falling on him.
Yeah, I think they're actually having him stay in the bubble, and they're not allowing him to look outside, even look at people get tackled, just to be safe.
Go back to the weight room, Derek. Start lifting some of those chains. Don't need to be around anybody else.
That's right. Don't speak or look. Don't speak to anybody. Don't look at anybody. We'll get through this day.
So last thing for you, Joe, before we let you go. Julio Jones looks like he's playing all right out there for Tampa Bay so far. What do you make of what he looked like yesterday? And I guess as you watch him in this offense moving forward, if he could stay healthy, which I realize with Julio Jones is a gigantic if, what sort of a role, what sort of a season do you think he has with Tampa Bay?
Well, Seth, I think if he can actually stay healthy, I think he's better than Gage, and I think that's a heck of a third receiver because, Evans and Godwin are really good, So you're assuming those guys stay healthy? I mean, for Tom Brady's sake, if he has a healthy Julio Jones all year as his third guy, and again, like Gage is also a good weapon, that's pretty sweet for Tom Brady. By the way, Tannehill just ripped a slant to Nick Westbrook-Keena, tight coverage, got it in there, fitted in there, great catch in traffic, ripped away from the defender. NWI still making plays. Let's end the show on NWI.
Well, why would we
just
not
don't tell
do
him
that?
We spoke about him.
We will leave
don't tell
that,
the authorities.
Leave that to secrecy. Joe Rexroad, enjoy yourself at day number two of Tampa Bay and Titans joint practice.
Sounds good. Super excited.
Absolutely. Joe Rexroad will join us again tomorrow morning, obviously. He is part of the show at 6 a.m. on the program. Really interested to see how Titans practice goes today. I guess, Michelle, part of me is kind of disappointed that they're not in full pads today, although I do understand it. It is the preseason. Very rarely do you go 2 days of pads in a row. By the way, they're playing a game coming up on Saturday as well. So I guess I'm not overly surprised, but I am a little disappointed.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I think we're all just craving some real football. When we see, or when Joe said that, I was kind of like, oh, because I'm heading over there. I'm like, ooh, they're not in full pads, but I get it. You know, Jeffrey Simmons, he did them a little dirty yesterday.
I would assume that they probably got a pretty good look at Jeffrey Simmons yesterday. The offensive line, work in progress for Tampa Bay, and it sounds like the Titans' defensive front took full advantage of that yesterday. So going to be interesting to see what happens out there today, see if Traylon Burks can get through the whole practice. But good news that after whatever the scare was with him yesterday and he left practice early, that Traylon Burks is back out there today for the Titans. So some good news on that front. That does it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. Chase Willie and D-Mace coming up next. This is 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.